Welcome, everybody. It's Super Bowl Sunday, mother lickers.
You're all hype, man. Just start it off.
I don't care at all about really the Super Bowl. But I feel like we need to participate in the zeitgeist that is sports to be included in. I mean, what broadcast of any kind today is not talking about it, about the Super Bowl?
I don't know. None. There's no news station that doesn't have the background of the sports being the background.
Right. Right. Like, I was watching NBC Super Bowl.
Lester Holt.
Yeah,
Lester Holt.
He's like NBC News, the man. Mm-hmm. It's weird because like the Super Bowl is like the one time a year I watch TV. Like I watch TV, the Oscars, the Grammys, the Golden Globes, the Super Bowl. Like that's the only thing I watch, and the rest of them besides the Super Bowl are like if I'm not doing anything else, I'll turn this on because it's better than another game of Gwent for the 400th time. All right,
5,000 billion so, Gwent game. Yeah.
So like today, roll out of bed about 9:30 on my phone for like an hour doing some show prep, all right? Go outside, play a couple games of Gwent. Outside meaning my living room. Outside the bedroom. Not outside, because outside it's like -6 degrees and it's snow. Is it snowing out there?
It stopped, thankfully. But okay. It has been.
Okay, well, I went out to the thing, played about an hour of Gwent, came to about 10:55, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to just take a wild guess and just assume that there's going to be some Super Bowl stuff coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to NBC, and it started at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
The game's not till 5:30.
Right.
It's 5.5 hours.
Dude, it's a countrywide event, man.
And I watched 2 hours of it, because I have nothing better to do. Okay?
What were you watching?
NBC.
What'd you see?
Well, they did a recap of the entire season for the entire NFL. And I actually enjoy that, because I don't watch pro football. Yeah. Like, for some reason, I never got into pro football. It's not like I'm not into football, just not pro football. I think the fact that there's no team that I ever rooted for, like, my family was never into pro sports.
Right.
So I just never got on the pro football train, and I like basketball better. I like it enough that I can get into pro basketball without it being a part of my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
College I like because I've lived in Manhattan, home of a college, so I can get into that really easy. Football and basketball. Pro football, it's like hockey. Don't really care. I know who Wayne Gretzky is. I know who Tom Brady is. End of requirements to know things in America. All right? So, like, I'm watching the recap of the season, and I'm learning the people's names. Mm-hmm. Learning that Tom Brady is 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's 40.
Yeah, dude.
Anyone who talks any amount of trash on Tom Brady, if he cheated and he still won, that don't matter because he's still 40.
Yeah.
Okay? A 40-year-old cheater that beat a 20-year-old not cheater is better than that 20-year-old, period. He's 40. He's playing a game where men literally give themselves concussions twice a week.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'm out here being old.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't walk onto the field without hurting my leg.
Everybody thinks Peyton Manning kind of went through some cheating shit, too, because, like,
well, wasn't he old
he,
also?
He, like, broke his hand or head or one of the two.
His head?
Yeah, broke his head.
He's got a big head and sucked to break
like
that.
Out for like a year.
Okay.
And then he came back, got traded off the Colts to the Broncos, and then won a fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah, so see? Cheating?
That doesn't happen.
Dude, all I know...
Without some magical, you know...
Well, there's definitely
steroids.
Got like military-grade drugs out there or
oh,
something, right?
Yeah.
That we don't know about because we're not Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
We're not Peyton Manning.
Right. They're like, this is underneath the steroids.
Right, it's like stuff they don't even test
they
for because it doesn't...
know this shit exists.
Exactly.
Peyton, take it. It just makes your forehead a little bigger. Just makes
every
it
year it adds
bigger.
An inch
just
to his head.
It grows a little bit.
His helmet's literally...
If you're okay with a 14 head, you will win a Super Bowl.
Tom Brady's head looks normal, though.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got the new and improved non-forehead growth.
Gotten hurt too bad.
Yeah,
not
man.
Not a broken head like
no.
fucking Peyton.
No, Peyton's head's not broken. It's just broken. It's just growth. It's just straight growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, his head's more malleable than the rest, I would think, because of the growth
it's
involved.
Squishy.
Just stretches. It's like
it's
silly.
Play-Doh.
It's like putty, yeah. It's goop. You touch it, it's like memory foam.
Oh, my God.
That's what Peyton Manning's head is like. But yeah, dude, when I learned that he was 40, I'm like, you almost gotta root for him. Like, isn't the guy from my 1.5 hours of recaps this morning on NBC talking to Colby, who is not really that big of a sports fan, but knows people that are. So he, by osmosis, knows more than me.
I can transfer just like information from them, yes.
Right. We both only know about sports because of what other people who are really into sports know about sports.
Yep.
He just happens to know more people who are into sports, which makes him more knowledgeable than me.
Sure.
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the dude who quarterbacks for the Eagles.
Nick Foles.
Yeah. He was not the main dude.
No.
At the beginning of the season.
No, he was not. He's the backup.
Right. So he's a backup dude.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, so it's the backup versus the 40-year-old.
Yep.
It's pretty intense, man.
Yeah, there were like three or four like rookie quarterbacks that have never gone to the playoffs that went to the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I saw that in the mm-hmm. recap. Like one for the Texans, one for
Minnesota.
Minnesota, the
Eagles,
Vikings, yeah.
And Jaguars, I believe.
Jaguars, too. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Sports ball, man.
Versus the ultimate all-time quarterback
right, the Darth Vader.
All of the right. records and five fucking rings. And
you know, I just... another thing I learned in this was
wonder.
A little bit about the ownership of the teams in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the guys, the Jacksonville Jaguar guy, okay? He I guess he rebooted, or he's a new owner, mm-hmm. I think is what it is. Like, he owns the team this year for the first time.
Gotcha.
And I guess he used to coach Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he came in, he picked a new coach and all this stuff. And he set up, like, the teams. And this is the first year that, like, they've gone to the playoffs since when he was a coach. I think it's like, that's why it's so cool. Like,
gotcha.
They haven't gone since 99 when he was the coach. And so it's some big deal. Okay. Mm-hmm. And one thing I learned about these dudes is, like, one of the press conference idiots, because they all asked the stupid questions, to the coach asked if winning was a priority for him this year. And the coach is like, should I even answer that question? And then it panned over to the owner.
Question?
Right, and the owner was like, did she just ask or he just ask if winning was a priority? That's the only reason we're here. I want to win in everything I do. I want to know who has the best lunch today. And I'm just like, could you imagine sitting across from that man in a negotiation? Where he's like, are his shoes better than mine?
I need to outweigh this dude in everything.
In every way. And that's why he's successful and we're not.
Yeah, he's got a gold Rolex. I want a moon Rolex.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's like, he got a salad with salmon and I got salad with chicken. This is... What is this?
Give me Orca right now.
Orca. The rich man's meat. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I look at that and I'm like, wow.
That would be intimidating.
But that's why he owns a team in the NFL. That's
probably.
And we don't, because that hubris, dude, that is.
You gotta have some balls.
Yeah.
The size of Texas.
Yeah. Or Jacksonville. Jacksonville.
Florida.
Which sounds less special. But, yeah, I'm trying to get Chris to commit to a team, because mm-hmm. she doesn't want the Patriots to win.
Mm-hmm.
Just, which is everywhere in America feels that way, yep. except mm-hmm. for the surrounding Boston area.
Right.
And personally, I'm rooting for the Patriots, but I'm not doing it for a sport-related reason. I'm doing it because I really want Philadelphia to burn down when the Eagles lose. Like, I'm like the American Revolution, Philadelphia survives. War of 1812, Philadelphia survives. Mm. Super Bowl lost, Philadelphia burns to the ground. Liberty Bell has three cracks, Independence Hall lying in ashes.
Great reason.
That's what I want, man. I want that, because that is nothing more American than that right there, man. Burn it down!
Burn down!
So I kind of want
Set
that.
Set it ablaze!
Although, to be honest, I feel like even if the Eagles win,
mm-hmm.
still gonna be some things on fire in Philadelphia. So
yeah, oh yeah.
I think no matter what, I'm gonna be a happy man.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I don't know, dude. But I also did a Twitter poll on my personal Twitter and asked, does anyone care about the Super Bowl? And overwhelmingly, the answer was no.
Yeah.
And then I just see, you know, now, granted, I'm in the bubble of nerddom on my Twitter, but like I see some more accounts like ask, are you excited for the Super Bowl? And like one in particular was like, yes, no, I'll be gaming, and then what? And, like, no, I'll be gaming was, like, 80%. And I'm just like, you know, in 20 years, when everyone who is gaming right now, are they all going to be converted Super Bowl fans and be like, I can game and like sports like me, like a well-rounded individual
mm-hmm.
who's not just like, if there ain't no Mario in it, no Call of Duty, I ain't getting involved. There's the sun out there. I'm scared of it. Like, like all those people, okay, who vote in Twitter polls, no. No offense to everyone who voted
I'm
in my
scared
polls.
Scared of it.
But, like, is the Super Bowl going to lose viewers? Like, because, like, a lot of us, like, wait for the old people to die so our votes will matter more, you know, so senior citizens aren't ramming into people in, you know, Tallahassee and all these things. But, like, when these people die, are sports going away? Like, is Overwatch League and the esports stuff, is that the new sports? Like, because were there old sports, like, in the 1800s that...
Gladiators,
that,
man.
Went away, man.
Fucking dodo ball.
Dodo ball? I don't think that was a thing.
That was a thing.
I don't think dodo ball was a thing.
That was a thing.
But I'm just saying, man. Is there, like, you know, in 1800s, they were playing dodo ball, and then baseball showed up, now no more dodo ball. Like, that's, is there going to be a time where there's no... I mean, I feel on it... Like, I don't feel like the NFL could go away.
No.
But any year that comes up, dude, I feel like... could be the start of the end. Because baseball, man, used to be America's pastime, and now you can't find a person under 60 who really likes baseball, except for a few people. Like, the demographic for baseball skews old and white. And if it doesn't skew old and white, it just skews white.
Yeah.
Because it's a terrible, boring, horrible sport that is worthless and I hate. And it sucks. Because it's boring. Oh. All right, I don't need to watch 9 innings of some dude throwing a ball and swinging a bat for nothing to happen. If I want to watch nothing happen for 6 hours, I'll turn it to Telemundo and at least listen to some dude scream goal.
Goal!
Yeah.
Vuvuzelas everywhere.
Yeah. Like, that. At least that's entertaining. It's not some dude. Here's my impression of the average stadium goer for baseball.
Oh, wow.
That's what we get. That's what it is. That's what baseball is.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the modern NFL person is like shirt off, beer colored, the color of the team.
Like, yeah.
But at least they're hyping outside, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're in Minnesota.
Yeah, it's cold.
So
I wonder if it's colder here or in Minnesota.
It's 15 degrees here.
Okay. Let's see. Weather. Right now, outside, it is 15 degrees. Colby knew that. It's kind of weird.
I had to look before I left my house to come here because I was like, do I need a jacket? This is going to be somewhat nice. Can I just wear a shirt? And I opened my phone and it says, wow. Okay.
It's 1 degree in Minneapolis. So.
All right.
But what about wind chill? Can we do wind chill? Because that's how you get us.
That's how you get us.
That's how you get us here. Let's see. All right, let's see. National Weather Service, Wichita, wind chill is -2 degrees Fahrenheit, -19 degrees Celsius, and in Minneapolis, the wind chill is -13. So it is colder there.
Barely.
There's going to be a 40-year-old man.
Shirtless.
Yeah, beard painted down to his belly button, painted green.
Yep.
Let's be honest, mm-hmm. It's going to be green.
Yep.
And just screaming in 13-degree weather, -13-degree weather.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it does. And he also paid $6,000 to do it.
Out of any year to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Go to the Super Bowl.
Sorry. Yeah.
This would be a bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you should just know Minnesota in February. Probably not the best. Like, do you know how they choose the stadiums? Is it just like...
I think it's set out.
Like, they just rotate through all of them? Is that what they do?
Mm-hmm.
Because they should really only rotate through, like, Arizona, L.A., right. Florida... That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Texas.
Yep.
Maybe Texas. Because I feel like in Texas it could get cold too. I don't know, dude. Last time we were in New Orleans, a power cut out for 3 hours.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know if they deserve another one, to be honest with you.
That's right.
What's worse, a blackout in the middle of the game or 13 degree below zero weather?
God, I'm now getting more excited about watching this game.
Why? Just because I'm talking about the cold?
No, I'm just ready for something catastrophic to happen.
Yeah? I don't think there will, dude.
Just like lights go out.
I just can't believe how complicated it is. Like, they
streamer the entire field or something.
A streaker, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That'd be great.
I hope that 40-year-old bearded man runs naked across the field and then hugs Tom Brady.
Also, I want to figure out what happens with this Dundee bullshit.
Oh, I'm very excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about Dundee. I'm honestly pretty excited about all the commercials.
Do you have that up?
I don't have the Dundee one.
You know it came out with a full-length trailer.
I did not know that. We'll have to Google it and watch that.
There are too many people in it that are huge to make it not a real thing.
Gotcha.
Hugh Jackman, Russell Crowe.
It's all Australians.
Margot Robbie.
There's Australians still.
Yeah.
All three of those people are Australians.
I think there was a couple that weren't. I feel like I saw like...
Is Keith Urban
Isla
in it?
Isla Fisher in it or something like that.
Hmm. She might be Australian. I don't know. I feel like redheads don't exist in Australia because they'll burn up.
But yeah, we should look at that if you haven't seen it.
Oh, we'll watch that for sure. I also got another story in here about what Super Bowl commercials people are like. Apparently, there's a lot of teasers out for Super Bowls. Now there's like trailers for commercials.
Ford. Oh my god.
It's like a thing. So I got that.
I mean, I can see that.
Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I'm really commercial-wise, I'm just hoping for a game filled with things that aren't just solemn music with a voiceover.
Right.
Be it all emotional. And
I'm really tired of the Dads Did Everything Wrong commercials.
See, I don't even remember those.
That was last year.
I'm more tired of the here's my son who's been in Afghanistan for 6 years. Here he comes home. We're all crying and we're inside a barn for some reason. And here's a Bud Light. Like, that's what I'm tired of.
Budweiser, man. You got the damn horses that run and jumping.
The horses I'm honestly okay with because they're like a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like they're so out of place. That you're just like, Budweiser literally spent $2 million to ride horses down a dirt road.
Yeah.
Like that. But then Budweiser doesn't need to advertise at all.
But then, yeah, Tour Australia or whatever gets fucking 15 actors to be in the
right.
Fucking...
Like they bought probably a minute long commercial and then they paid all these actors to be in it just so you can go to Australia. Which
that's a lot of big names.
Which is fighting against
unless
the internet.
Maybe
of,
they just did it to do it for Australia.
I don't know, man. All I know is that when I see on the internet someone in Australia wakes up and there's a centipede in their bed the size of a Buick, or there's an earthworm the size of a python, and I'm like, I'm never going to Australia. I don't care if Margot Robbie's there and she's naked and she tells me I can do whatever I want.
Man, like Sydney?
No, I think nope. I don't think so. I don't think so, man.
They've eradicated all that shit.
No, I don't think they have.
Yeah.
No, all those Australian people, they're more manly than us, dude.
I mean, agreed.
Yeah, like the wussiest man in Sydney is six times the man we'll be. That is a fact. And the manliest man is Hugh Jackman. And he's friggin' Wolverine. He's invincible. And he's got a metal skeleton. In real life.
In real
they
life.
They gave him that. I'm telling you.
They gave it to him.
Yeah.
They R&D'd that shit for the movie. It turned out to be real. There's claws that comes out of his hands.
Yeah, dude.
He is
stabbing big earthworms.
Himself. He really has trouble going through security at airports. But...
Sir, I'm going to need you to remove all the metal from your body. Listen,
I can't.
Listen, bub, I can't do that. Smokes a cigar, puts it out in the TSA agent's eye, walks through.
Oh, my God. Gets caught in the fucking radiation of the metal detector.
Just sticks to the top. All right, well, let's start the show, and then we'll look at commercials and all that stuff.
Sounds good, sounds
yeah,
good.
Yeah, man, Super Bowl Sunday. I would say I'm hyped, but... I mean, I am hyped, but it's not for the
I'm
reasons.
I'm more hyped.
I feel like Super Bowl people
I
want to
see people hit each other, so that's...
Yeah, that's always fun,
that's
right?
That's always great.
That's always great. All right, well, let's start the show, and then we'll start the show.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you!
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep!
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
I like a stand here. Present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
What is up, everybody? Seth and Colby Show, episode number 58.
Wah, wah, wah!
For February 4th, 2018, Superb Owl Sunday.
Superb.
Because you can't say Super Bowl or you get sued by the NFL.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a thing, right?
That is a thing.
It's a stupid thing, but that's how they run their life. So welcome, guys. Seth and Colby Show live twice a week. Once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central. Both at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby.
Mm.
That's where you watch our faces move in real time. You can come and you can chat, say things during the show that we will read, and all types of other stuff. But if you're not doing that, you can watch it on demand at youtube.com/Seth and Colby, and you can listen to the audio version, which has no video whatsoever. It's just the voices part. It's a more boring version, but it is more convenient if you're driving, I have heard.
And sometimes confusing.
Yes, because you can't see.
You can't see what we're doing.
Yes. But I only prefer to watch the video while I'm driving.
Oh,
being totally honest.
Yeah, don't even look at the road.
No. They're going to get out of my way.
What is that?
Yeah, it's always been, that's been safe so far.
There's a road wherever I go. It's called the ground.
That made sense in some very weird way. But anyway, the audio version on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and there's a regular RSS feed. Go to SethandColby.com for those links. If you want to support the show, which is necessary for us to continue doing this, because freedom isn't free and neither is this show.
Freedom is not free.
Yes. I mean,
you
the show
to
is
fight
free.
For it.
But I would.
And
I, we
pay
would,
for it.
Yes, pay for
in
it.
In blood.
No, we dollars.
Death.
My landlord will not accept blood.
Destruction.
Please pay with American dollars.
Or that.
Oh, yeah, or anything. I think they'll convert it.
If you don't want to go to jail or bleed, then yeah, money will suffice.
Yes, or just money. Colby just wants money.
Yep.
He's like the Joker, but without the burning of the
chaos.
Money
pot.
That was pretty good, actually. Anyway, so you can support the show in a few ways. The first way, twitch.tv/SethandColby. Subscribe to us. $4.99 a month. There's some higher tier prices if you're really generous. That helps out the show. You get some cool emotes. Second way you can do it is to type !! Donate in the chat or click the big donate button. Click the link. Give us some money that way. Giant foghorn goes off. Gives me heart attack. Almost die. Every single time it happens. Colby laughs at me, even though one time I am going to die, and he'll just keep laughing. He'll be like, hey, he's dead. Because chaos. Yeah. And then you can also, if you don't want to give us money because, you know, you're a taker and not a giver, then you can go to twitch.tv/SethandColby, click follow, that's free, and it does help. You can also go to SethandColby.com, hit subscribe. It doesn't really help, but it makes me feel good in the inside. And then, anything else? T-shirts? Should we mention the t-shirts? Any new t-shirts up?
Did you say go to SethandColby.com to subscribe?
Oh, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
I said YouTube.com, so Seth and Colby,
no,
didn't
you
I?
You said SethandColby.com.
We're going to have to check the tape. But anyway, guys.
You misspoke.
That's it. Go T-shirts, SethandColby.com. RaptorTeeth.live/SethandColby has T-shirts. Okay.
T-shirts.
All right, man. So Dundee trailer, huh?
Yeah, huh?
Let's check it out.
Hey, it's a thing, bro.
Let's check it out. Actually, first of all, let me look at this link off stream. Let me just see if it's in here. Because it might be in here. I don't know. It doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like it. Man, there's a lot of commercials. Oh, my God. There's going to be so many commercials tonight. Okay, Dundee, then. Dundee it is. So this is a new trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely fake. We learned that, right?
I mean, I'd have to think that it is.
Okay. There's Chris Hemsworth. He was debuted in the second trailer. Didgeridoos, dude. Love him.
Come on.
I'm already in, dude, with the giant yak.
I think it's working, Mike. You're disturbing my mind energies. You can't speak when I'm doing this, okay? It's got to be super quiet, just a connection between me and the beast. Okay.
This is actually different than the one I saw.
Here we go. Please don't say anything when I do it this time, okay?
Yep.
I can just sense that you're about to say something, and that's already starting to mess up all the brain energy stuff, okay?
Brain energy?
I just don't think you can see you from back here.
Should we just go around, maybe?
Whatever.
Yeah, here's the one I saw.
So that was a new scene?
Yeah, that
tacked
was
on the beginning?
A little longer.
It's a good yak right there, dude. This is the part we saw. This is the first trailer, right?
Losers.
Yeah.
That's not a knife. That's a knife. Look at that. Look at me. Look at the knife play.
This is different. Go back. There's another one.
I mean, this is the one. This is like all the trailers together.
Nah, that's just the three that we've seen.
Yeah. Well, the first part
there's
was
more to this.
Ryan Dundee?
But this part's good, though. We'll watch it again.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Really?
There is a different one. Go up, go up, go up. It's that. It's over there.
This one?
Yeah, that one.
This is 4 minutes, 21 seconds, dude. How long is these friggin' Dundee things?
I think this one's like all of them together.
All of them again?
This is the no, this is the right one. Leave it here, leave it here. Leave
okay,
it.
All right, I'm leaving it. I'm leaving it.
Good day.
Good day.
Losers.
You think Qantas paid for that?
Where the kangaroos at? Maybe.
Brian Dundee?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Why do you keep saying really?
What do you mean Dundee's lost in the Outback? He is the Outback.
Nobody talks about Mick like that.
Careful with that knife, mate. It's pretty sharp.
A knife? How big?
Who's that? I don't know her.
I think she's a chick from Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
Free beer! Free beer! Free beer!
Only reason why I think that's fake is because all these scenes just don't make sense.
Right, they don't have anything to do with anything.
Speak to me, little guy.
Yeah, when your dad did it, he was
just, okay. And when my dad told me about this, he was just like, yeah, I just came up and you did this, okay?
I just don't think he can see you from back here.
I don't just own this newspaper, son. I own this country.
Oh, God.
And Dundee's going to learn who the most dangerous animal in Australia is. It's me.
Dude, I want this to be real.
Whatever.
And, like, all their names are just terrible.
Right.
Lil Donk, J.P. Steele, Dr. Clark, Chief Jackson, Wes Winsong.
My mom's side of the family are all jazz musicians, so it kind of comes natural to me.
I think that's it.
That was going to play them all, probably, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we talked last week about the Cloverfield model of just releasing him. And I think we both collectively agreed it's a terrible idea. No one would see the movie.
Mm-hmm.
What if they did this? Where they released something like this, a small trailer every week, then a big trailer, then the next week the movie's out. Because if this movie came out Friday, we'd go watch it.
Oh, 1,000%.
And they only spent 3 weeks worth of advertising dollars.
I don't get how they wouldn't think that would be a good idea.
But no one's ever done that.
No.
I mean, that's kind of what Cloverfield does, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, might as well, right? Why not?
I mean, because that's the thing about, unless it's a really big movie.
Yeah, unless it makes waves like a fucking Dundee remake with... What's his face?
See, I don't think so. I think Dundee, all right, which has had really good trailers. If this movie came out, we would not rush to see it. It's not an Avengers. It's not a Batman. It's not something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's coming a year ahead of time, and we're hyped about it for that year. Okay, if this movie came out, it's like any other comedy. Like, sure, if we need to see a movie, we can go see this movie if we're in the mood for a comedy.
Yeah,
I don't feel like we would be hyped for it if we knew it was coming for 8 months.
Right. Oh, yeah, you would lose hype.
Right, mm-hmm. Because it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
But because it's 3 weeks of great marketing, I feel like I'd go see it right away.
Yeah, I don't get why that's not a thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe there's
I would
many
think
other
some
things.
Movie executives got to be looking at it and be like, this should maybe be the thing we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I want that to be real, what you're looking at.
I mean, that's 1.8 million views.
Well, and this is on Rapid Trailer, too. So, I mean, you combine them all together.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what actually channel this is supposed to be on? I don't honestly know. But
all I'm seeing is an Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer.
Yeah, you haven't seen that?
No.
Dude, it looks... Are you, like, under a rock?
Hey, you didn't know about the Dundee trailer.
I didn't, that's true.
So, are you under a rock?
Yes.
Me too, then. We're just under different rocks.
I'm under the Dundee rock, you're under the Marvel rock.
Mm-hmm.
I went and saw Thor last night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I watched that.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It was kind of... I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I should preface with that. But, like, it was very humorous.
Right.
I didn't expect mm-hmm. it to be... It was almost a comedy.
I loved that part. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Thor was never, like, my... I don't know. It was... It was like the sketch comedy of
yes.
Thor living with his
yes.
roommate or whatever.
Which should have prepared
exactly
me for
like
it.
That.
Because those were
the
made by the guy,
movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know, dude. It was, I feel like it was a little jarring because that's not the Thor from all the other movies. Like, he's a little slapsticky,
mm-hmm.
in like Ultron
with how dumb he is sometimes.
Well, out, like he's like fish out of water, right. More of a comedy, and it's okay. Like if he's super serious in the first one, because like he was super serious. Like that was part of his character, is that he's Son of Odin, you know, serious all the time. But like the second Thor didn't really get slapsticky.
As soon as that opening scene came up, I was like, this is Star Wars.
Yeah.
This is exactly what happened in Star Wars.
I don't know. I was thinking Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really?
That was the first time that I went, okay, Marvel's using a little bit of a formula here. It's like opening titles over a fight to a song. Mm-hmm. Like, that's exactly what Guardians of the Galaxy was. Yeah. But then it turned out to be kind of different. Mm-hmm. So all I want is like a... Well, I honestly, this is the nerd in me. Like, when I saw that, that to me looks like Warcraft.
Yeah.
Like a big flaming guy. And I'm like, how come Warcraft just couldn't look that cool? Like, they spent all that money. It's not like there wasn't a budget for it.
It was just not the greatest story of it.
Right.
I'm assuming they were planning on making more, but it just didn't do that well.
Well, it did great in China.
Well, then do another one.
I know. Even if it's in Chinese.
I thought it was fine.
I mean, the story was very... Honestly, what got me about the Warcraft was the acting was not that great. It's like they spent all their money on orcs, and then they couldn't get any actors. What was happening?
What the fuck is that?
What?
Silmarillion?
Dude, all these things are fake. These are fake.
Okay.
It gotta be fake. There's no way they'd make a Silmarillion movie.
Red Smasher.
Yeah. That seems like a reputable channel.
And it doesn't sound like he smashes together clips to make a fake trailer.
Do you wanna
like that?
Do you wanna watch this Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer?
Man? Kinda wanna what's Thor's new hammer too? I haven't seen that.
Oh, they're saying that it's gonna be a sledgehammer. There's no proof, because there's no photos leaked. Because we don't even know, like, that's actually really smart of them. I thought about this after I watched it too, because they leave for Earth at the end of Thor.
Right.
Like, the barge. And then Thanos shows up for whatever reason. So they obviously don't make it to Earth. Because, you know, in the trailer, Thor lands on the windshield.
Oh, wait. Whoa, I missed the ending credit scene.
What a loser.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. I completely forgot Marvel has those.
How do you forget that? That's what they're most famous for.
It's been forever since I've seen a Marvel movie.
When did you watch Thor?
Thursday.
Oh, you just saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's fresh in your mind.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very short. It's just big Thanos ship coming down.
Like in front of their ship?
Yeah, Loki and Thor are standing there, and Loki goes, are you sure going to Earth's the best idea? And he's like, they love me there. And he's like, let me rephrase. You think it's a good idea for you to bring me to Earth? And he's like, yeah, it'll be fine. We'll talk it over. And then the big shadow comes down, and it's like Thanos' giant ship. And then it's the end of the scene. So they don't actually make it to Earth, which I wonder. I turned to Chris before the after credits, and I'm like, we know they don't make it to Earth because... He falls on the Guardians of the Galaxy spaceship in the trailer.
Right.
But Loki ain't there, and the survivors aren't there. So I was like, how does that happen? And then Thanos shows up, and I'm like, well, that's how that happens. But, like, are they going to open the movie with Asgardian genocide?
Yeah. Asgard? Oh, my God, that would be intense.
Because I'm guessing Thanos is there because Loki took that Tesseract.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who he's there to get it.
Yeah, no, I thought that too. I was like, wasn't the Tesseract on Asgard?
Well, and they show him look at it really close. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And we knew it doesn't explode because it's the Infinity Stone. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, man, that was interesting to me. So they've been very careful to not show anything Thor related. There's no Hulk. There's no Thor. There's no Loki. There's none of that on Earth because I think they don't want to spoil that he makes it. Because if Thor makes it, or if the Hulk makes it, you're going to know. They make it.
Right.
That means the Guardians make it or whatever. So there's no proof that his hammer is now a sledgehammer, but a lot of people are saying it's going to be a sledgehammer. Because part of the movie was that they blew up his universe, and now he uses thunder. There's no more hammer. There's no more Zachary Levi.
Yeah.
Like, they killed him immediately, dude. His friends, Chinese guy and the dwarf and the... the guy from Frozen, like, they killed all of them, man.
They're dead.
Like, right away. And then Lady Sif was just not there.
Wasn't she in something? She was in something.
Yeah, she's in the first two Thors.
No, she was in something else.
Well, she was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She had a cameo.
Yeah.
But the reason she wasn't in this movie was scheduling conflict, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so is she alive or is she dead?
She's alive because she's off somewhere else. So.
Okay.
So I don't know if she'll eventually be a love interest for Thor or...
I think it's that one lady, right?
Well, because that one lady came out and said that her character is bisexual, which I don't know why you would say that if they're not going to put her in a relationship with Thor.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Yeah. So.
Her and Lady Sif.
That would be sweet.
There you go.
I'm watching that.
Right? But yeah, Ant-Man and the Wasp. I saw the poster for it.
Dude, their posters are great. Well, it's a play off the first poster, because the first Ant-Man poster was just him really small on a white poster.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's both. I mean, we can watch it. Yeah. Let's do it, dude.
Click it.
Clicking it.
Watch it.
Watching it.
Love it.
Loving it.
I just have one question. When Cap needed help, if I'd asked you, would you have come?
I guess we'll never know. But if you had, you'd have never been caught.
I like the Ant-Man movies. They're so much sillier than the rest of them.
I do some dumb things. And the people I love the most.
You say that and you just watch Thor.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks to you, we had to run. We're still running.
Let's go.
We just took the building, man.
Lawrence Fishburne?
Yep, he's in it, man.
What's he doing there?
He's writing for the Daily Planet. I like how they're just messing around with the shrinking and...
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, they don't... Like, people are like, how do the fizz do this work? They're just like, we don't care.
Maybe you just need someone watching your back. Like a partner.
Hold on. You gave her wings and blasters. So I take it you didn't have that tech available for me.
No, I did.
So this is, timeline-wise, this is after...
I honestly don't know.
Oh, shit.
I would have to assume that this is before Infinity War, right?
Right, you would think, but it's coming out after,
it's
right?
It's gotta be before. Yeah, but I think it is coming out after. Let's look it up. When does it release? Ant-Man and the Wasp. Marvel timeline. Yeah, because it's just Black Panther, then Infinity War.
Right.
Yeah. When is Ant-Man and the Wasp set up in the... things? This is going to get confusing very fast. Okay. Marvel Cinematic Universe timeline once seemed so simple. Ant-Man and the Wasp arrived to make things even more complicated. Trailer for the third, blah, 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 blah. First look at Ant-Man, blah, blah, blah. Since the position Ant-Man and the Wasp is sort of an MCU flashback, means that neither of the Marvel films released between Infinity War and the untitled Avengers 4 will be set between the events of these two films. The Brie Larson starring Captain Marvel, which arrives spring 2019, takes place in the 1990s. So that means that Ant-Man and the Wasp and Captain Marvel won't interrupt the story of Earth's big battle with Thanos that will run between the two Avengers movies. Okay.
So it's before.
So it is before. So it's right after Civil War, but before Infinity War. And then it's Captain Marvel's like way back in the day. But people are saying that Captain Marvel is going to set up Phase 4 of the MCU, post-Thanos.
Ooh.
And they're saying it's going to be Secret War. Which
that's
is
all the replicants or
right.
whatever.
Yeah, they're all in disguise.
They're all Blade Runner people.
Right, they could be like Black Widow could be one of them, or, you know, it could be crazy.
It's gotta be crazy.
I actually like that theory a lot because I'm really interested in seeing like what how can they top Thanos? Like they started with the biggest bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of rough.
I don't know. I think there's more, right? There's bigger people than him.
No, I don't think there is. Like, he's a god, dude. I think they picked Thanos way back in the day, having no idea
that they would eventually get to having
right,
to Thanos.
Right.
Now they're like, shit, we're here.
Yeah, we blew it.
What do we do afterwards?
Like, I mean, if you think about it, like, okay, what do we do to build the biggest hype possible for all these Marvel nerds? You put Thanos in it. But then non-Marvel nerds started to understand it and get into it.
Well, Google, is there anybody more powerful than Thanos?
Okay.
I'm assuming there is.
Is there anyone more powerful?
God damn it.
Powerful than Thanos. And the president was one of the things that Google suggested. Oh, 11 Marvel's, level Marvel villains more dangerous than Thanos. Here we go. Dracula.
Oh, shit. What? That sounds epic.
That is so dumb.
Bring that shit to the fucking screen.
That Dracula is an honest-to-goodness villain in the Marvel Universe. He hasn't had a regular series since the 70s, and since then his first appearance has been sporadic at best. Don't get us wrong. Dracula still pops up from time to time in odd places like the Fear Itself crossover event, but it's been so long since Dracula could be described as a serious threat and foe of any Marvel hero with their own running series. Keller's confused is why Dracula hasn't been a more frequent adversary for Doctor Strange, given that the Sorcerer Supreme is responsible for wiping out most of the vampires in the Marvel Universe. Did you even know there were vampires?
No, but that sounds like a fucking epic Doctor Strange movie
that
to me.
That does, doesn't it?
Yes.
Moreover, the occasional use of appearances is more of a threat than Thanos is to most of the Marvel Universe. Thanos doesn't do anything small. It has to be big and it has to be planned and researched. Years could go by before he does anything. And when he does, it may not always work out for him. That means he has to go back to the drawing board. That's a stark contrast to Marvel's Dracula. While also a schemer, Dracula is more immediate threat to Marvel's heroes, thanks in part because he's a vampire he needs to feed. There's no time for dumb schemes involving magic space rocks held by weird characters you'll never see or thinking about again. The Vampire King is highly motivated, and as a bonus, he has a score to settle. See, but Thanos could still crush his boss.
Right, that does not sound like a competitor.
Like, he might be more dangerous than Thanos immediately. But he's not, like, 1v1, Thanos is going to whoop Dracula's butt.
Yeah, the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yes.
It's kind of a...
Well, and that's the thing that makes Thanos powerful, is the Infinity Gauntlet. But
also,
Thanos is powerful enough to wield
it. Thor. Mm-hmm. It's just fake. I was like, how did he get it?
Because so many people... Because
Thor.
In Thor 1, it was in there, yeah.
Right.
And so many people were like, Thanos' first stop is going to be Asgard to take away the Infinity. It's just fake. Most of the stuff in here is fake.
That was brilliant.
So good, dude.
And it just shows Odin's like kind of like a dumbass.
Yeah.
In a
yeah.
way.
Well, he's all Guster Bluster?
Gusto.
Whatever. One of those words.
One of the both.
Is right. I combine all three right. of those words, you get the word we wanted.
Bless Gusto.
Number 10 is Mystique. No, wait.
No,
Thanos
way.
Kills her too, man.
Yeah.
Ultron?
No.
Already beat Ultron.
Yep.
I mean, he was tough, but they did him in one movie, not 14. Kang.
Kang.
All right, here's one. Hoo boy, if it takes more than a sentence
there
or two to describe
the one
a villain.
I was thinking.
Galactus?
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll get to him in a second. It's a good chance a villain isn't all that great. By standard, Kang fails miserably. The sometimes Fantastic Four, other times Avengers baddie, is a fan favorite, though. Given his mastery over all 20th and 21st century knowledge, to say nothing of some sweet 40th century battle armor, it's easy to understand why. Sometimes a cool look is all you need. Blah, blah. It says, no question Kang is visually cooler than Thanos. In terms of sheer threat... Kang can screw with the timeline as much or as little as he wants. That's not something Thanos can do with the time gem. Without the time gem. And that means there's a whole lot of time and effort spent on his part to first go and get a shiny gem, then use it and hope. See, again, this is just like... Thanos still 1v1, though. Kick his butt.
I mean, depending on if he had the Infinity Gauntlet or not.
Which he does in the movies.
Well, now he does, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, a movie ago he didn't.
That's true. But a movie ago isn't... What Infinity War's about.
He could have some fucking Infinity dick ring that he puts on, and then automatically he's like, he's God.
Oh my God. Okay, Galactus.
I thought he was bigger.
Galactus eats planets.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. These days he's a good guy, sort of, but the essence of Galactus is a big dude in a purple helmet who eats planet and in the process wipes out billions of lives. When you add up the body count he's left behind, not to mention that he's older than the currently known universe, it's surprising Death didn't just follow Galactus around and give him a sweet high five every time another planet bites the dust. Thanos and Galactus have crossed paths numerous times, and it's not rare for them to be at odds with each other, given Galactus' noble tendencies. The fact that Galactus has a body count far larger than anything in the Marvel Universe should be enough to put him on top of the list, but he loses points, and he's also not really a villain, but a force of nature. What makes him far deadlier than Thanos is, or will ever be, is the fact that he's been around before the universe came into existence, and the odds are pretty good, or pretty great, that he'll be around long after its end. Thanos doesn't have longevity on side. He may occasionally cheat Death like he did after dying early in Annihilation Story, but that's only because Death allows him to do so. Galactus doesn't have that problem. So it's an invincible god man.
Yeah.
That does sound like someone who's probably win.
Right.
Yeah.
He eats planets, bro.
Mephisto. He is awesome. Says, real talk, Mephisto is awesome. The problem with Mephisto is the inconsistency surrounds him. Is he literally Satan, or is he just a powerful demon who wants people to think he's Satan? And if he's not Satan, what's the limits of his power? Because he's often used as a machina. And if he is Satan, why is he taking
Satan.
Down a bird? Regardless of that, Mephisto is one of the most fun and underappreciated villains that Marvel has at their disposal.
That's a great one. Just bring out,
just bring out
Satan. Just bring out Death.
Dude, Satan
just
and Dracula, man.
Dracula. Marvel's just stealing all the actual real shit.
Oh, my God. Like Galactus.
Dormammu, that's the other one, right?
Mephisto, yeah, he's the one in Doctor Strange.
Uh-huh.
The butthead fairly often most notably in the Infinity Gauntlet storyline, but if we're operating under the assumption that Mephisto is literally Satan, then there's no question he should be considered deadlier than Thanos. You've seen Damn Yankees, right? Even if he's not Satan, the fact that Mephisto's power abilities are so vaguely defined work better in his favor than they do with someone like Kang. With Kang, you know the default answer is time travel. But all you need to do is look over at the Spider-Man One Day storyline and the comic Spawn to know what kind of power Mephisto wields, and that's the kind of power Thanos can only dream of having. Okay, well, Satan.
Dude, I like Mephisto. That's a good one.
Dormammu. Now, see, he got... I mean, he didn't get beat.
No.
But he got outsmarted by one person. So I don't count him. Like, he might be scary, but...
That was also with the help of an Infinity.
Agreed. But Thanos has six of them.
Are you fucking kidding me with the next one?
Green Goblin? Lol, dude. There's no way Green Goblin... He throws pumpkins at people.
Yeah.
Throw a pumpkin at Thanos and see what happens.
Uh-huh.
Loki? No. Loki? Magneto? I mean, Magneto might... But the thing about all these people is, like, what is... I guess I don't know what the weaknesses are. Like, right. What's Thanos' weakness?
I don't know.
Because even without the Infinity Gauntlet, he's still a baller. Right?
I mean...
But you put... You
only
put,
from definition.
You put Magneto in a...
Because I haven't seen him do shit.
In a plastic room. It's over. Like... I mean, three fat security guards kept him prisoner...
Hey,
for a long time, you know.
Brian's whatever his face didn't do Magneto justice.
No. I mean, even in Apocalypse, he just stood up there and
kind of just was a bitch.
I mean, he was destroying the Earth, but
he's kind of a bitch.
You could still just shoot him with plastic bullet. He's dead.
Plastic bullet. Yep, that exists.
I mean, they could make him.
It's called a BB.
I mean, they could make a big BB. You know. I'm just saying, you shoot a plastic tank missile at him, he's gonna die.
I mean, he did.
Because that's the thing about all the mutants. Unless you're powers. Wolverine, you die when you get killed.
Who's Doom? Is that actually Doom?
Doom, what's man. Doom? This is from the Secret Wars.
Oh, shit.
He's number one on the list. Lay down in your mind that, oh, Dr. Doom.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Dr. Doom. Now, people say he's really badass, dude.
Yeah, but the fucking Fantastic Four is shit on him. So
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, but... If Disney takes over, Reed does Fantastic Four.
And also, he's a dude. He's just a human that got, like, all
well, no, he's like
shit.
The Hulk. So technically, he's a human, but he has all these extra powers.
Thanos is a fucking mystic god who loves death and has a sexual relationship with death.
So, in other words, this article is all made up except for Satan.
Yeah,
Satan is the one who could beat him.
Galactus.
Right, but Galactus isn't really a thing you can beat.
No.
So...
Yeah, there's like the exact same villain in the DC universe. Because that was
the
like bad guy.
Oh, compares
in,
to Galactus?
Yeah, that was the bad guy in Green whatever, Lantern.
Well, that is part of the problem you have with these comic books is that, like...
No.
Like, at some point, you've got to make a bigger bad.
No. I lied. Galactus was in Silver Surfer, Fantastic Four. And the Silver Surfer stopped Galactus from eating Earth.
Okay.
That was a thing. So it has
I didn't
seen.
See that one.
Yeah, it was really bad.
That's the one where Captain America plays the Human Torch.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
It really is.
How great would it be really is if in Infinity War they kill off Captain America?
And then he comes back
And then they have the rights to Fantastic Four. They start Phase Four.
And
Chris Evans is the Human Torch again.
Do that.
And he's just like, God, you look the same as Captain America. There's so many, like, fourth wall Deadpool jokes. Mm-hmm. If Deadpool ever showed up, you know he'd make that joke.
Oh, 1,000.
He'd be like, you look like the Human Torch, Captain America.
Yeah, right? Uh-huh.
That'd be great, dude. Did you go see Thor in a theater, or did you watch it at home?
I watched it at home.
Okay, so you didn't see the trailer for The New Mutants.
No.
Have you seen a trailer for The New Mutants?
No.
I don't think it's really worth watching. Maybe it is, because I don't really know how to describe it.
Yeah, I don't know. There's like three TV shows about the X-Men.
I don't know if this is a TV show or not.
I thought it was.
Is it? Because it looks like a horror movie.
Yeah, no, yep, uh-huh, right.
What is that, and why?
That. Fox. Blame them for whatever that is.
Because
I have no idea.
I don't know. They made
doesn't look good.
What was the one with Professor Xavier's kid that's in the mental institution? That was like last year. What was the name of that one? I don't remember.
Yeah,
but anyway, it was kind of gritty and scary. And so they're like, let's do more of that. And let's get the lady from Game of Thrones to be in it. Because Macy Williams is in it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name in the show? It's not Sansa. It's the other, Arya. Arya Stark's in
right.
it. Yeah. And just like...
Stop.
Right.
And just make more Game of Thrones.
They have time, dude. The writers say it's going to take 16 months to make. They got time to make more things. Like, she was in a TV show already, mm-hmm. in between her TV shows, because that's how long it's taking to make it. And I'm sure there's no visual effects of any kind in the New Mutants.
Not at all.
So dumb, dude. All right, let's get back on track. Let's talk about the best 2018 Super Bowl ads. Let's get a little preview for the day, man.
Ba-ba-da-bam! Ba-ba-ba-bam!
All right, let's, here we go. Where's that?
Where did it go?
I've seen this first one, and it is just amazing.
The Super Bowl of Sunday, Super Bowl number 52, will finally be upon us.
52!
And if the New England Patriots, the Philadelphia Eagles, and or halftime performer Justin Timberlake aren't your thing, at the very least, it's the Christmas of good commercials.
Yeah.
And while most companies prefer to debut their ads during the actual game, some release them ahead of time to build hype. And we'll be rounding those up right here and sorting them into the following categories: celebrity appearances, weirdly funny, and serious stuff. Okay. Let's start with this one. Celebrity appearances. Dorito and Mountain Dew turned up to, Peter Dinklage, Morgan Freeman for their collaboration campaign. You said you've seen this?
Oh, yeah. It's
cool. Hey, Morris, how are you doing, dude?
Yeah, what's going on?
You didn't
man?
Miss anything. We talked about comic books.
It's just, yeah.
I have not seen this.
This is ridiculous.
Let's go! Because I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop because you know I gotta win every day. Go! See, they really wanna pop me. Go! Just know that you will never flop me. Oh! And I know that I gotta be a little cocky. No! Ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come in, then I gotta set it, then I gotta go, and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow, and then I gotta shut it. Any little thing, and then I think they be doing, because it doesn't matter, because I'm gonna.
I really wonder how long it took him to get that down.
I want to hear the version with Peter Dinklage's voice.
Right.
Quiet. Hush your mouth. I told y'all mother. Y'all can stop me now. Listen to me now. I'm lasting 20 rounds. And
what do you think, man?
Come on, get me now.
How do they pay these people enough money to do this?
With my staff.
New Mountain Dew Ice. A clear, refreshing lemon lime dew.
What the? Okay, well, so first of all, I've had Doritos Blaze and Ice, and they were on the same display, and I felt really stupid not putting together that they were the opposite. Feel really dumb.
Wanna what?
Because one's fire and one's ice.
Right.
And I'm stupid that I didn't just put that together.
What?
Like, because they were on the same display. Like, when I bought them pre-commercial.
Oh, okay.
I just like, ooh, two new products, ooh, America, and I just got them. I didn't realize that they were, like, released at the same time.
Mountain Dew,
right.
And Doritos.
Yeah.
God, yeah, smooth.
Yeah, and those Doritos Blaze, by the way, for people who like spicy foods, like Chris, they are actually very hot.
Really?
They're like the first chip that's actually hot.
Is it like Takis comparison or
what? No, hotter.
Shit.
Hotter. Like, actually hot. And I was amazed.
Shit.
But, yeah, that was a pretty good commercial.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than Dilly Dilly, which I'm sure is going to be on this list somewhere.
I saw it down there.
Oh, great. The next one is, meanwhile, Amazon enlisted a laundry list of celebrities for its ad, Alexa Loses Her Voice.
In Austin, it's 60 degrees with a...
Alexa?
Amazon's Alexa lost her voice this
morning. This is going to trigger my echo so hard tonight.
We have the replacements. Ready. Jeff Bezos. Just say the word.
And you're sure this is going to work?
Yeah.
Alexa, show me a recipe for a grilled cheese sandwich.
Pathetic. You're 32 years of age. And you don't have to make a grilled cheese sandwich. Its name is the recipe, you
Alexa, how far is Mars?
How far is Mars? Well, how am I supposed to know? I've never been there. This guy want to go to Mars.
I don't know who that is.
There's not even oxygen there.
Alexa, set the mood.
Now setting the mood. You're in the bush. And you're just so dirty. And you're so sweaty. Because it's hot in that bush.
Alexa, rebush. Reboot.
Can I play some country music?
Oh,
I don't dance now. I make money.
No. Alexa, country music.
Just silence.
Alexa, call Brandon.
I'm afraid Brandon is a little tied up.
Is that Anthony Hopkins?
But do let me know if there's anything I can help you with.
Oh.
Jessica.
Peacock cheese ball.
Take it
from here.
Good boy. Oh my.
Okay, that one I also like, dude. That was pretty. That was pretty good. I like that one too, man. Anthony Hopkins feeding the peacock, and Gordon Ramsay. Those were the ones that were they bookended it correctly right there. Oh man, I'm stupid for laughing at that. I know it. Amazon also put together a gritty trailer for its new movie, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan. Do we care?
I mean, it's starring Jim.
I know.
When did he become a fucking action star?
I don't think he ever has. He just keeps trying to.
Yeah, right?
Because he was in that 13 hours, yeah, about Benghazi. Right. Or, yeah. And him and Roy were both in that.
Yeah, they were. You're right. There's
no need.
No.
I'm going to skip it. I can't take Jim seriously. I'm sorry. I'll watch tonight and it'll change my mind. Jimmy Fallon voices this retrospective on the history of Pepsi.
I would rather be set afire.
Like, I hate Jimmy Fallon, dude. He's not funny.
Jimmy Fallon. I watched Jason Momoa on there recently, and they
on
played,
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah,
okay.
They played their water war game.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
They literally, it's war. You know, the card game.
Nope. I mean, I know of it, but I don't know how it works.
Okay,
just continue. Just
lay down a card.
Blaze through it.
Both
man.
People lay down a card.
Okay,
I'm explaining it because it's simple as shit.
Oh, is this whatever higher wins?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
And so once they win, they get to throw water on the other person.
How come we never played that game on our drinking nights?
Because it's way too simple and it goes by really fast.
Yeah, you drink every time you lose.
That would be a
amazing.
Way
yes,
a way to death. That's what that would be. Yep.
Amazing.
Anyways, Jason Momoa basically like slaps Jimmy in the face with water every single time. Most times, like it's just like
he's Aquaman, dude.
I just pour it on you. You right. Know? Jason was like, wham.
I mean, that's what I would do.
Yeah,
I don't blame the man.
It's great watching Jimmy get beat up by Aquaman.
Danny DeVito stars in this spot as the Red M&M.
Oh, gosh.
We're definitely watching Frank Reynolds.
I've had three people try to eat me today. Three. Ooh, lucky penny. Anyway, sometimes I wish I were human.
Whoa. Oh, he's literally Danny DeVito.
I'm human. Do you want to eat me?
No.
Do you want to eat me?
No, thanks.
No? Would you like to eat me? Nobody wants to eat me. I'm the luckiest.
You dropped your lucky penny.
Man, I look good.
You're still short and bald.
Okay, man. Morris is just like an American to put a game in the way of drinking. Morris, let's 1v1 real quick. All right, Morris, I need to tell you something. I don't need a game. Okay, my friends do because they're all wusses. And they need a reason to drink, okay? Life in general ain't enough for them to just drink. So we need a game. So that's why I suggest war. Hey, excuse me, sir. I'm having a one-on-one conversation right now, sir.
Sorry.
Excuse me, sir.
I'm interrupting.
Excuse me, sir.
I'm interrupting you.
Sir, I'm going to have to insist you wait your turn.
I'm going to scream.
There. All right, you have the podium, sir.
I used
to.
With my younger age. Need games. Not anymore.
Life has caught up to you. This is a stupid... Like, whatever that's what's your show about, let's just clip that part. That's what this stupid show is that right there.
Oh, God.
All right, this Squarespace Keanu Reeves connection ad.
I think I saw a bit of this on Facebook. It looked interesting.
Like, didn't Squarespace do the Jeff Bridges one where he's just and just like playing a tune and like scraping a bowl or something, and it's just like a minute of that?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go, chat.
I came to the desert to make my website. But you can make yours anywhere.
First, you must pick the right domain name.
His hand is just on fire. What?
I chose archmotorcycle.com. But you should pick a name that is not my company.
this.
It may be hard. It may be easy. But either way, you are capable.
What is happening?
Once you've named your website, you now have a critical decision ahead of you. It's time to select a template.
Choosing photos is all about a feeling. They should feel like that.
This is
then
so
you need
dumb.
To tell the world what your vision is.
What is my vision?
How does he have Wi-Fi at Joshua Tree?
When passion meets inspiration, an obsession is born. Our passion for motorcycles has inspired a unique blend of design and performance.
Or something like that.
He's got a tear going.
It's beautiful. Did you hear that?
Once you're done,
it's got to be like right in the first half.
The world will welcome your creation with
most
open arms.
Most boredom part.
So dumb. So dumb, by the way. Oh my god, dude. What was that?
I don't get it. Like, I get the commercials are supposed to be shock value now.
I don't... Well, the trend this year is obviously make celebrities do things out of character for celebrities.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Danny DeVito's a fucking Eminem. Morgan Freeman singing Queen... Or whatever her name
right.
is.
Right. Yeah. Missy Elliott.
That one.
Who you're looking for.
Thank you.
Yeah. Then all the Alexa ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I don't understand how these ads work. Like, I make websites for my actual... It's not a job, it's my hobby now, but I make websites, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I talk to these people who don't know how to make websites. This ad does nothing but make them go, "What should I use Squarespace? I heard that's easy."
Right.
That's all it does.
Right.
They don't know how to do it. Most of these people don't know how to type Squarespace into their browser, dude.
Yeah.
I just don't know, man.
Just move past it.
I just don't know, dude.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of like these. I've been watching like fitness YouTubers a whole lot more,
right?
And all their personal websites that sell their gear and their
yeah.
Their
well, that's
merch.
One of the things about Squarespace. It does e-com real easy.
All Squarespace, yeah. And yep. You can easily tell.
Oh yeah, they all look the same.
They all look the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, well, like my business is Squarespace developer certified because I've worked with a minimum of three people with Squarespace sites professionally, so I get like a certificate, and it's just. Like, the reason that I get hired to work on Squarespace sites is because if you want to do anything that isn't here's a picture with some text on it,
right.
You still have to hire a developer.
Yeah.
And most people want stuff that's more than just picture with a text on it. You might be surprised. But I guess they can't say that in the ad, so maybe that's why they're so simple. It just reminds me of the GoDaddy ads. Like, I don't feel like anyone knows what GoDaddy actually does.
Right.
They just know the name. And maybe we don't understand what advertising's about. Maybe it's... Because they didn't really explain that Dolito's Blazer Hot, you know?
Didn't do shit other than domain purchase and hosting. I mean, it's got its own website builder in
yeah.
it. But they're all... It's the same as Squarespace.
Yeah, it's the same. It's like Wix or all
is
these
just,
things.
Yeah, it's just...
Timber. But, like, the Mountain Dew ad doesn't say this Mountain Dew is lemon lime. Like, do you know what Mountain Dew ice is?
No.
Yeah. Ad doesn't... It doesn't matter.
Doesn't. Just like...
So ice! I don't know, dude.
Ice will cool down the blaze, right?
Oh, here we go. Okay, wild. Now we're in the wildly funny category.
Weirdly.
That's better than wildly. Weirdly. Weirdly funny. All right, let's start with the Bud Light.
What has the top been?
Celebrities.
Oh, okay.
So this is weirdly funny. All right, first one up is the Bud Knight. Wilhelm scream.
No. See, it's so small from back here, I can't really tell.
Bud Knight.
It's the Bud Knight. We're saved.
Yes.
Dilly Dilly!
There's the Dilly Dilly thing. I still don't understand
to
it.
Do what must be done.
Okay, he's going into a convenience store. That makes me laugh a little bit.
I did it.
I did it.
Hey, Bud Knight, aren't you going to fight with us?
Oh, a buddy of mine is having this 30th birthday thing.
Oh, yeah, well, that's understandable.
Hey, if you survive, come by.
Probably won't happen, but, you know.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? Watch this. Bud Knight!
Yay! Well, somebody likes attention.
Here's to the friends you can always count on.
Oh, my God.
Just what?
I liked the "I did it."
That part was.
I did it.
Stupid.
I am successful.
So dumb, dude. All right, next one is Sprint. Sprint. I didn't know Sprint had enough money to run ads during the Super Bowl.
Apparently,
Sprint realized one of our worst nightmares: mean-spirited, artificially intelligent beings. Isn't Sprint the people who stole the Verizon "Can You Hear Me Now" guy? Mm-hmm. Like, that's how desperate they were. They gave that guy another job.
Yep.
Okay. All right, let's test it out, chat.
This is the fastest progress we've seen from artificial intelligence. Evelyn continues to learn at an exponential rate.
It does look like Westworld.
A week ago, I believe.
Doctor, I still don't understand why you have unlimited with Verizon. Why wouldn't you switch all your lines to Sprint?
This is terrible.
What?
I've analyzed the data. Sprint's network reliability is less than a 1% difference than Verizon's, yet you choose to pay twice as much.
I never thought of that.
Ha.
We are laughing at your expense.
Laughter. Okay, guys, it wasn't that funny.
Ha. 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 Ha.
You got a dumb face.
So what made you switch?
God, it's that guy!
My coworkers are making fun of me.
Stop paying twice as much for less than a 1% difference.
Yeah, that was bad.
I mean, that was only funny because of how cringy it was, yeah. But I guarantee you it's not supposed to be cringy.
No.
It's supposed to be...
just funny.
Robots, dude!
Robots making fun of them!
Febreze found the only man in the world whose bleep doesn't stink. This is gonna be also bad.
I'm Dave, and my bleep don't stink.
Well, for a boy whose bleep don't stink, Dave turned out to be a very well-adjusted adult.
I'm already disgusted.
Bleep don't stink.
Well, we first noticed it at his first birthday.
Nothing
very pleasant.
Normal. He's a freak.
Got teased a little bit
in the locker room, you know. But the janitor liked him.
I miss Dave.
Let's talk a little bit about your ex.
The janitor got me.
3 years I did with a guy who's bleeping.
Oh, Miss Dave.
You tell me how
his bleep didn't stink.
It's bleep.
My life
my
sucks.
My son's a lawyer, but my son, his bleep don't stink, so.
That's better than being a lawyer.
Huh. Mom, what is Febreze?
I'm Dave, and my bleep don't stink.
Is it just playing again?
Well, for a boy whose bleep don't stink, Dave turned out to be a very...
It's just playing again.
God, that's terrible.
Watch it twice. That is so bad. Which worse, that one or Sprint? I think Sprint's still worse.
I don't know. They're both probably
well, Sprint
owned
didn't
by the
even,
same.
Sprint didn't even do the courtesy of hiding their ad. That's why I think like they're just immediately, let's talk trash on Verizon.
Yeah, why you paying more for Verizon?
Yeah. It's like, oh, maybe because they work places that aren't Kansas City, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even half the time there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you can look out your window and see Sprint headquarters, your cell phone should work. That's all I'm saying. All right, head to Wendy's. Wendy's takes a full 30 seconds just to shit all over McDonald's. Okay.
Yeah, this has been playing a lot.
Oh, I've never seen this. That's where I sink the frozen.
I thought they were literally gonna like poop on the McDonald's.
That'd be great,
logo.
Dude. Just a dude pooping on McDonald's logo right. For 30 seconds. That's an ad I'd like. Yeah,
that's been playing a lot though.
Who cares if their beef is frozen?
It's their only selling point.
Yeah.
Wendy's. That's their only.
Like, who cares? You know where? You know what places serve frozen food? Everywhere. You know, maybe their beef isn't frozen, but I bet their tomatoes are. You know, I mean, it's just like, who cares, Wendy's? What, you think you're good? Wendy's, you suck. Mm-hmm. All right? Remember when they tried to put Wendy in their commercials for, like, a hot second and, like, then she's gone?
Oh, yeah. The actual Wendy.
Yeah, the actual Wendy. Yeah, she's gone now.
Yep. Then they tried to put that blonde bitch in there.
Right. The only thing they got going for Wendy's is their social media. And that poor dude didn't even get his 18 million retweets for his chicken nuggets. Remember that guy?
No.
No. Carter. Help Carter get his nugs, man.
Really?
He needed 18 million retweets to get free chicken nuggets for a year. And he only got like 8.
Well.
And Wendy's didn't hook him up with those chicken nuggets.
I'm not helping a motherfucker get free chicken nuggets. You're giving me free chicken nuggets, sure. But no. Some other dude?
You
fuck
think,
him.
You think Wendy's chicken nuggets are frozen?
Probably.
I bet they are.
Their beef ain't.
Yeah. They probably, what they do, they probably put their beef between frozen chicken nuggets. That way it's still not frozen, but it stays cold. Because I got news for you. At Wendy's up in Alaska, they don't have a farm out back. That beef is coming from somewhere. And if it ain't frozen, that worries me. Because yeah. You know who works at Wendy's? Matthews.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I went to Wendy's yesterday and got a Baconator.
Yeah?
And a Baconator has 2 patties on it.
Okay.
And I paid $10
Jesus.
For that fucking meal.
My God!
And there's another meal called Son of Baconator.
Okay.
Which is 1 patty.
Okay.
And also cheaper.
Yeah. Less beef.
This idiot who took my order.
Uh-huh.
I said, can I get a Baconator? No mayonnaise with a Dr. Pepper.
Okay. Very simple.
Anything else? No. That's it. Get up to the window. Pay him. I double check at the window. I was like, you got the no mayonnaise, right? He looked at me and then went to go slide my card. Didn't say shit. Came back, gave me my card, and then I was like, did you get the no mayonnaise? And he's like, oh, no, I didn't hear you. Let me go tell him real quick. I'm like,
you said it twice!
Your one job! Your one fucking job is to listen to me! Oh, I didn't hear you. Sorry, let me go tell him real quick. So he goes, tells him, I go to the next window, get my food, get the bag. And me, I've ordered a lot of Baconators in my time.
Okay.
I know the weight.
Okay, yeah.
Baconator.
Yeah, I get it. I'm like, that.
This is fucking light. When I pull up, I'm going to be like, I'm going to check this before I fucking leave. I open it up. It's 1 fucking patty. I'm just like,
is there mayonnaise though?
No, there's not. There's no mayonnaise, but there's 1 patty. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So I wasn't having this shit. I was semi-hungover. I didn't want to deal with
it. Dude.
I had an attitude. I went back in.
You just paid $10,
that
too!
Yeah. So I went back in. I'm like, yeah, I paid for 2. I got 1. He's like, and the manager had 1 tooth. And just had the worst customer service. Just went back and yelled at his employees, just being like,
listen, y'all,
make
idiots!
Sure it's 2 fucking patties, no mayonnaise, right? No mayonnaise? No mayonnaise, right? Gives it to me. And it's some new bitch making the fucking patties. And then I get it back and I'm like, this is still kind of light. And so I go in my car, I open it up, I look at it. And they gave me like the double stack patties.
So they're smaller beef?
Yeah. 2 of them, which equals out to be 1
yeah.
Baconator patty. I just said, fuck it.
No, you should have went in and burned the place down.
Should have. I'm never going back to that Wendy's.
Dude, I hate Wendy's. They suck, God. Dude.
Their burgers are so good, though.
No, they're not. They're
so
not really.
Good.
They're
oh,
not.
My God. The Baconator is like the best thing.
Because you could have went and got a Big Mac for $4, and it would have been right, and you would have been home by the time you went through all of that.
Big Macs taste like asshole.
Dude, well, maybe I like that.
I mean, I don't eat ass, so I'm not sure.
Dude, I'm telling you. What about a double quarter pounder, man? You ever had one of those?
Yes, that's what I get from McDonald's every time I go, and it's fine.
Yeah,
it's
not $10,
not as
always right.
As a fucking Baconator.
You remember the Big and Tasties at McDonald's? Why did those ever go away,
Big
man?
And Tasties?
Yeah, they were like when we were in the heyday of Duo back in the day, like 07, 08.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically a quarter pounder, but it had tomato and lettuce on it. They were so good, dude.
Oh, I forget.
I remember because like one time I ate one out of like your car or something, like because there was a leftover one. And I was so hungry, I just ate it. Like, it had been there like a day, and I didn't
big
care.
Big and tasty. Yeah, no, dude. No, I don't remember that.
I don't know how you don't remember this, dude. This was like a big part of our life.
Bug and tasty.
Dude, spelling's hard. Look at that thing. Where's the box? Like, if they showed the box, we'd remember it. Because it was like a blue... See, these are all different ones. They probably sell it in other parts of the world, which is why it's so...
It's still a thing.
I got to stop looking at burgers, dude. I'm going to die. All right? We got to move on to whatever's next. Okay. All right. Now, super serious ones. I don't even want to watch the super serious ones.
I don't even
know. Stella Artois enlisted Matt Damon to spread the word on their initiative to bring water to people in development countries. Budweiser chronicles relief efforts, namely sending water to parts in North America affected by natural disasters. And finally, an uber-inclusive heartstring tugger from Coke called The Wonder of Us.
Gross.
Just don't care. Just don't care, man.
No.
You know what I do care about?
What's that?
This Natalie Portman hosted SNL last night, and she did a new rap.
Oh, no.
The last one was 12 years ago.
Wow.
You remember that one?
Yeah.
All the kids looking up to me can suck my dick.
Dick. Yeah, that was pretty intense. Uh-huh.
Whoa, Natalie, you a crazy chick. So good, dude. Should we watch the old one first?
No.
I think we should.
Oh, so we can get the clues and hints?
I don't know. Well, the just Lonely Island isn't there anymore.
Right.
Let's just watch it.
We're here today with film star Natalie Portman. Now, Natalie, the last time you were here, I heard things got a little out of control.
Yeah, well, I was going through a really weird time then, but I've matured a lot.
Why don't you fill us in on what it's like to be you?
Okay, you bish.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Portman. Your husband and his best friend, Justin Portman. You know what's good, big, 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 big. Put a dildo on a switchblade.
Not as good. It's not as good, man.
My man dance, but he's not a ballerino. Yeah, he twinkle his toes, but he give me good pee, though. Wrap a good burrito. Tide Pod's on the thing I snack on. Black out and go motherfucking black swan. Ring on up.
It's not as good, man.
You like it, don't you? I can tell.
Wow, I gotta say, it seems like you're almost exactly the same, but with current references.
Untrue. I'm a mother now. It's really changed my perspective.
And do you find it difficult juggling kids in a career?
You can juggle these nuts.
What?
When I gave birth, I didn't even push. I was blazed out, smoking bomb kush. When my water broke, you know what, you're on the doctor.
What? It's happening.
Positive, hell yeah, I'm positive that you're going.
She just killed a man.
Tell me why. I guess I'm showing my age. Now bend over and spread him, cause you about to get.
Damn.
That's some good stuff. Now, I have to ask, Natalie, have you seen the new Star Wars movies?
No.
Oh, well, they're really good. They're much better than.
Better than what?
Say something about.
Oh, Jesus.
Dead on your face and take her.
Oh, no. Yeah, okay.
Please come meet your baby. He cries himself to sleep every night.
That little ain't mine.
Oh, Natalie.
Why is he a Viking?
Carl.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have.
What is going on?
Do you think those Time's Up pins have had the impact that you were hoping for?
How's that for impact?
Well, actually... Oh, no!
No more questions.
Talk shit about the motherfucking prequels.
That was the only part that was good.
That was the best, yeah.
Uh-huh. Say something nice about Jar Jar.
He's tall. Well.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's like you can't capture lightning twice like that, I don't feel like. Like, it was just so shocking the first time. Also, I think Natalie Portman's kind of a jerk, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. I'm really turned off by the fact that she doesn't want to be in Thor anymore. It's like, she thinks she's too good for it.
Mm-hmm.
But then she was in episode 1, 2, and 3.
And that was young her. was 12 years ago, man.
Yeah, but then she was in 1 and 2 of Thor, which are the worst Marvel movies. They're still good, mm-hmm. but they're not great.
Yeah.
And then the one that she wasn't in is one of the best reviewed Marvel movies. Mm-hmm. Like, do you think it's her fault? I
mean, yeah, man.
Like, is it possible that Natalie is a franchise killer?
A bitch, maybe?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
I mean, has she ever been in a movie that you really liked?
She was really bad in V for Vendetta.
Right.
Black Swan was just fucking weird.
Yep.
End of list.
I mean, what has she even been? Let's see, look at what she's been in.
That's all the ones I can remember.
I don't feel like she's... I mean, she's been in a lot, I feel like.
She was that Jackie Kennedy, what, right?
Yeah, that Jackie movie. But that got passed over at all the Oscars and stuff, so it couldn't have been that good. And it's hard to mess up a biopic, right?
A little bit.
My Natalie Portman filmography. Okay. So, okay, Star Wars Phantom Menace. Let's start there. I mean,
she
Mars
was
Attacks.
In Heat?
She's probably a kid. 1995? When was she born? Of course, it won't tell us. She was born in 81. So, in 95, she would have been
14.
So, I don't know, man. 99. Okay, so she's 18 years old when she's in episode one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Zoolander, she played herself, doesn't count. Star Wars episode two, Cold Mountain, Garden State, Closer. Closer's the one where she's like notoriously like in the thong and as a stripper. Remember that one?
Mm-mm.
Well, if you had seen it, you'd remember it mm-hmm. because she plays a stripper and she's in a thong.
Cool.
Yeah, she's very inappropriate. Okay. Star Wars episode three, V for Vendetta. Goya's Ghosts, My Blueberry Nights, Darjeeling Limited, Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium, The Other Bolin Girl, The Other Woman, New York, I Love You, Brothers, Hersher, Black Swan, No Strings Attached. Isn't that Ashton Kutcher one? Your Highness. Do you remember Your Highness?
Yes.
One of the worst movies of all time, Your Highness.
Dude, but I don't understand how. Because wasn't that Danny McBride and...
James Franco.
Yeah.
It's because it was just stupid.
Who directed that one?
David Gordon Green, whoever that is. Max the Bean says, I remember your penis. Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Well, which one of us?
Both.
Oh.
Combined penis.
The peni. Thanks, Max. I appreciate it, dude. You're nice. You're a nice man for remembering that. It's very weird, but I appreciate it. Let's see here. 102 minutes. Made $28 million off a $50 million budget.
Wow.
It was written by Danny McBride. I went and saw that movie, and, you know, I just say it. If Natalie Portman's in that movie, but she's not in Thor, there's a problem.
Zooey Deschanel's in that movie, too.
Yeah, but she's also horrible.
Yeah.
So, that's fine. Thor... Illusions and Mirrors, Thor of the Dark World, The Seventh Fire, Knight of Cups, Tale of Love and Darkness, Jane's Got a Gun, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, Jackie. Dude, she's in terrible movies.
She was in Pride and Prejudice and Zombies? Because that's, yeah, that's terrible.
These are terrible movies.
Yeah.
And she has the guts to say no to Thor?
Makes no sense to me.
I just don't get it, dude.
I don't think she's
in a series especially that's like notoriously... known for being light on strong women.
Mm-hmm.
She plays a woman who helps Thor with everything. And then she's like, no thanks.
Yep.
I'm going to do Pride and Prejudice and Zombies instead.
Yep.
That's what happened. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Just making sure that's happening. Okay, one thing we need to talk about before the show ends here. Because we didn't talk about it last week. And I want to talk about it. Elon Musk is selling flamethrowers. So they will protect you against zombies or your money back. The Boring Company, which is Elon Musk's company, is letting customers pre-order the world's safest flamethrower. And founder Elon Musk took to Twitter Saturday night to guarantee the capability of his flamethrower protects users for zombies. When the zombie apocalypse happens, you'll be glad you bought a flamethrower. Works against hordes of the undead or your money back. Musk's infrastructure and tunneling company is offering 20,000 flamethrowers for a cool $500. Product's description says that a fire extinguisher will be sold separately for exorbitant amounts of money. Customers could pre-order the fire extinguisher for $30.
What?
So, basically, I don't know. Maybe there should be a link here. That'd be helpful, you know, if they included a link, you know. Is this an actual movie? Is there sound on this movie or?
Holy shit!
Oh, I muted the tab. That's why.
He just ran at the dude with the camera.
Oh my god, dude. Elon Musk tweeted, I don't do this. Also, I want to be clear that a flamethrower is a super terrible idea. Definitely don't buy one unless you like fun. So, I'd love to show you the website. Basically, what's happening is Elon Musk sold 50,000 hats for like $20 each. He raised $1 million. It's basically like a Kickstarter for the Boring Company to help fund it. And he's like giving people something so they donate money so he can keep working on R&D for his Hyperloop. Flamethrowers is his next Kickstarter thing. For $500, you can buy a flamethrower.
And that's not just a flamethrower. That's like
it's a giant
lighter.
Blowtorch.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a giant blowtorch, man.
That would set some motherfuckers on fire for sure.
Well, like, I want one, right? Like, of course we want one, right?
Yeah. For $500? Yeah, that seems pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
For a flamethrower.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's well made.
Right.
You know? Like, it blows a really consistent flame and...
Mm-hmm. I just don't.
He also tweeted that he can't... Apparently customs won't let him ship flamethrowers. Mm. So he's started to call them, like... We gotta look at his Twitter. I'm not gonna do it justice. Not gonna do it justice. Twitter. He's just Elon Musk, isn't he?
Think so.
Elon Musk. Mingba. That's what I typed.
Yep, you're good at typing, man. Real good at typing.
Alright, here we go, dude. Here we go. So, small detail. Okay, each flamethrower will come with a serial number from 1 to 20,000. He's only selling 20,000 of the flamethrowers. Apparently, some customs agencies are saying they won't allow shipment of anything called a flamethrower. To solve this, we are renaming it not a flamethrower. Or maybe temperature enhancement device.
Oh my god.
And there it is.
The Boring Company, not a flamethrower. Flamethrower sales are now complete. Damn it!
You already missed out, dude.
Fuck!
You already missed out on the flamethrower, man. Flamethrower sold out, he says. So crazy, dude. Oh my god, dude. Oh, look, he was tweeting about it. He had 10K left, 15K sold.
Dude, that makes no sense.
The rumor that I've secretly created a zombie apocalypse to generate demand for flamethrowers is completely false. You need millions of zombies for a so-called apocalypse anyway. Where'd I get even a factory big enough to make so many? But wait, there's more. The Flamethrower City is the same as cryptocurrency, and it comes with a free blockchain. Dude, what is he doing? Is he losing his mind?
Really? Like, this is the man the U.S. government's trusting to send shit into space, and he's selling flamethrowers and joking about the zombie apocalypse.
And sending cars into space. Remember, he sent a car, a Tesla, into space.
Like, he's the real-life Tony fucking Stark.
That's what he is. He really is. So, and, like, I don't feel like he has been until now, right?
Like, the past few years, I don't remember him making a whole lot of jokes.
Right, like, he's just been,
he's
like,
been
looking
like SpaceX.
A Steve Jobs type. Now he is
Tony Stark. Like, here's a fucking flamethrower, because reasons. I need more money to start doing more
like,
cool
how does
shit.
That come up? Like, okay, we got to raise $1 million. How do we do it? Let's sell flamethrowers, Elon. That's brilliant.
Actually, that is a fantastic idea. I don't get it. The man's crazy.
Like, he went from hats to flamethrowers, man. Mm-hmm.
And that flamethrower looked intense as shit. And he just ran at the camera, dude, like, oh, I don't have a flamethrower in my hands.
You're telling me, though, that if we did that, we would definitely run at our cameraman, because you know his cameraman's Matthew.
Uh-huh.
I would have...
You hot now, Matthew?
Are you hot? His face is just melting off like... like Kingdom of the Lost Ark or whatever.
Yep.
Dude, he's building a flamethrower, man. What would we do with a flamethrower? Like, what are some practical applications of a flamethrower? Lighting a barbecue?
Not shit.
Can you melt the snow off your car in the morning? Just go out when it's like...
That is actually an ingenious idea.
That would ruin your paint.
Nah. Yes. Don't, like, point it right at it. Go ahead and angle with it.
Just shoot the snow off your car. Good morning, Bill. You want me to get your car for this one?
I feel like, yeah, we just came up with $1 million idea right there.
Flamethrower ice scraper?
Yeah, like, no. Not like a flamethrower, but like a heat gun.
What would you do with a flamethrower?
Would be really good if you liked bonfires.
Like, way more dangerous to have a flamethrower in your house than a shotgun, right?
Oh, yeah, that thing's going to explode.
My God, dude.
Yeah,
that
is exploding. That in is your house, setting everything on fire.
I'm gonna look at the Boring Company. Flamethrower is literally the first result. There it is, man. Boring Company flame, not a flamethrower. Oh my God, dude. World's safest flamethrower. Fire extinguishers sold separately for exorbitant amounts of money. Taxes and shipping will be added at checkout. Additional customs fees may apply for international orders because of laws. International customers can receive a full refund if not happy with said fees. Before shipping, expiry flamethrower aficionados will be set at terms and conditions rhyme for review and acceptance. Starts shipping in spring. May not be used on Boring Company decorative lacquered hay bales or Boring Company dockside munitions warehouses.
The man's going insane.
What is happening, dude?
The man's going insane. Do you think they were like, okay, let's build a flamethrower? Or they were using these flamethrowers for something in their boring experiments?
Why would they need to build flamethrowers for a tunnel?
I don't know. Just
there's,
saying.
There's no reason for them to
why,
just have a flamethrower.
Why R&D the world's safest flamethrower?
I think probably what's most likely is that Elon Musk was just hanging out with a buddy or a colleague, and he's like, hey, man, I got this company that makes flamethrowers. You should come take a tour sometime because they're just really cool. And Elon Musk did it, and then 3 weeks later, just by coinky dinky, to do it at a fundraiser, he's like, let's sell this guy's flamethrowers. Like, that's probably what really happened.
That might be it. That's probably the most logical. But,
buy an overpriced Boring Company fire extinguisher. You could definitely buy one for less elsewhere, but this one comes with a cool sticker, and the button is conveniently right above. I didn't realize that being a ridiculous copywriter and marketer is a position at the Boring Company. If I had known that, I might have applied.
Right? Like, let's work there, man. Let's start digging holes.
Hat. Here's the hat. I mean, it's just that. 30,000 hats have shipped, 20,000 shipped by 223. So they sold 50,000 hats. Here, let's look what the jobs are at the Boring Company, dude. Senior tunnel design engineer. We don't apply for that one. Mm-hmm. We don't know anything about digging tunnels. A CNC machinist. A flamethrower fulfillment specialist. You're just going to hire some guy to pack and ship flamethrowers.
Mm-hmm. All these are, we can't do.
Why? What's going to happen to that man's job when he's done shipping flamethrowers?
You're going to ship hats and also grenades.
Like, it's just all of these. Mechanical engineer, designer, safety representative, and gas tester. TBM operator and mechanic. Industrial automation engineer. Electrical engineer. Power and electronics engineer. Professional civics engineer. CNC machinist. Signal tunnel design engineer. And flamethrower fulfillment specialist. One of those doesn't belong.
Yeah.
It's a flamethrower one.
It's the flamethrower one.
Yeah, it's a flamethrower one, in case you were wondering. That is insane, dude.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, look at how many things he has in his FAQ. It's huge. All about digging tunnels, man.
Weird.
Blows my mind, man.
Yeah, that man's crazy.
Blows my mind.
That man's crazy.
Crazy might be an understatement, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this one. Fitness tracking app Strava is giving away the location of secret U.S. Army bases. Data about exercise routes shared online by soldiers can be used to pinpoint overseas facilities. Sensitive information about the location and staffing of military bases and spy outposts around the world has been revealed by a fitness tracking company. The details released by Strava and data visualization map that shows all the activity tracked by use of its app, which allows people to record their exercise and share it with others. This map, released in November of 2017, shows every single activity ever published to Strava, more than 3 trillion individual GPS data points, according to the company. The app can be used on various devices, including smartphones and fitness tracker like Fitbit, to see popular running routes in major cities or spot individuals in more remote areas who have unusual exercise patterns. However, over the weekend, military analysts noticed that the map also detailed enough to potentially give away extremely sensitive information about a subset of Strava users, military personnel, and active service. Nathan Russer, an analyst with the Institute for United Conflict Analysis, first noted the lapse. The heat map looks very pretty, he wrote, but is not amazing for op spec. Short for operational security, U.S. bases are clearly identifiable and mappable. If soldiers use the app like normal people do, by turning on and tracking when they go to exercise, it could be especially dangerous. Highlighting one particular track that looks like it logs like a regular jogging route. In Syria, known coalition, bases light up the night. Some light markers over Russia positions, no notable coloring for Iranian bases. A lot of people are going to have to sit through lectures come Monday morning. In locations like Afghanistan, Djibouti, and Syria, the users of Strava seem to be almost exclusively foreign military personnel, meaning that bases stand out brightly. In Helmand province, Afghanistan, for example, the location of forward operating bases can clearly be seen, glowing white against a black map. Zooming in on one of the larger bases clearly reveals its internal layout, as mapped out by the tracked jogging routes of numerous soldiers. This base itself is not visible on the satellite views of commercial providers such as Google Maps or Apple Maps, yet it can clearly be seen through Strava. Outside direct conflict zones, potentially sensitive information can still be gleaned. For instance, the map of Homi Airport, Nevada, the U.S. Air Force base, commonly known as Area 51, records a lone cyclist taking a ride from the base along the west edge of Groom Lake, marked on the heat map by a thin red line. The RAF Mount Pleasant in the Falkland Islands is lit up brightly on the heat map, reflecting the exercise regime of 1,000 British personnel there, as are nearby Lake Maffei and Gull Island Pond, apparently popular swimming spots. When Strava released the heat map, an updated version of one that previously published in 2015 announced that this update includes 6 times more data than before. It totaled 1 billion activities from all Strava data through September 2017. Global Heat Map is the largest, richest, and most beautiful data set of its kind. It is a direct visualization of Strava's global network of athletes. Strava demonstrated that the new heat map was detailed enough to see kiteboarding in Mexico, track the route of Camino del Santiago across northern Spain, and to see the sea route of the Ironman Triathlon in Kona, Hawaii. Perhaps the closest to the current operational security issue noticed, however, is the layout of the Burning Man Festival in the Nevadian Desert. The unique pentagonal pun of Burning Man's pop-up city is forever etched into the heat map thanks to all the runners and cyclists who have used Strava to explore it.
It's really makes me feel bad about wearing an Apple Watch.
Know where you go at all times, dude.
Yeah.
But, like, thanks to Strava, I'm sure this has been taken down by now, although I'm not really sure. Like, we know every inch of Area 51 because people run through it.
Yeah. Other people know ours. We know other people's.
Yep.
It's great. It's fantastic.
But it's kind of a big deal that...
Like, I mean, out of any company name, that sounds like an evil one from some evil, you know, movie.
Strava?
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good one.
Let's look, dude. Let's see if it's still up. There we go. This, they actually link. What an actual news organization. Nope, it links to The Guardian, so never mind. I mean, this is really cool looking, though. Like, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, man.
It is cool.
It's pretty cool.
You know it up in Canada, dude.
It's pretty cool, man.
Here's the heat map, dude. Look at that.
Wow.
So let's, like, zoom in. Where's Area 51 at, man? Is it up here?
Yep, that one thing.
Here it is, dude. Area 51. I'm just guessing.
I mean, it kind of looks like that picture.
There's one line right there, man.
There's no way that's it, though.
I don't know, dude. I simply do not know where Area 51 is.
I mean, you just zoomed into a map just guessing, so yeah, probably.
Let's see how close I am, all right? Area 51, Google Maps. Can I just Google Maps, please? Is this it? What is this? What is this view? How do you find Area 51 on maps? Okay, type this into the search box. There, perfect. This is what we need because we could just put this right into Strava. Okay, so instead of a comma, it needs to be a slash. So, delete, delete, slash. Thanks, Strava. Nope. Apparently not.
Yep.
Apparently not.
You got it, man.
Apparently not, dude. Okay. I love doing all this stuff live. It's so much fun. It's so exhilarating for our audience.
Oh, the audio people are just like, yeah, this is what I like.
Dude, I think I found it.
I think you did.
I think I randomly guessed and knew exactly where Area 51 is.
I mean, that looks like it.
That's it, dude. I don't care what you say.
That's like the most skill I've ever seen.
Yeah, that is, this is literally it.
I just randomly found Area 51, dude. I'm a god.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I mean, it is a giant bunker, though. Like, you could see it from here. That's where it goes away. Like, you zoom in, you can see the Area 51 from right here. All right, let's zoom over to Kansas, man. Let's see what we got, dude. Let's see what we got. See where all the fatties in Kansas are. Okay, so Riverside area, that makes sense. Makes sense. Lots of sidewalks and stuff over there.
Mm-hmm.
What's this area?
That's
like, oh, that's River. That's Cedric County Park.
That's where we're at, bro.
No, we're over here.
Yeah, that's the same place.
But this is Cedric County Park and the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
So this makes more sense that it would be brighter.
Right.
Okay. Why are the highways so bright? You think people put on their Strava and drive, and then they, like, brag to their friends, like, dude, I just went 30 miles in 20 minutes.
No way.
Look at how the highways are bright, dude.
Is it the highway or is that the river?
That might be the river.
It's the river.
Dude, you shut your lips. What about this? This is definitely the highway. Of course, there's probably a bike path underneath the highway. About this, man, this is not a... I don't know. I don't know enough about our city, man. Where do you exercise at, dude?
I just go to the park.
Right here?
Yeah.
Everyone goes here, man. That's nothing fancy. Everyone does the same thing. I want like, one dude just, like, running a circle out here just for the lulz. You know, you can see, like, a lot of weird people crossing over and stuff. Like, they're dark... Dark black.
That is crazy how detailed that is.
Yeah.
That's and also just sketchy.
Like, look at that. Like, this person went through this house. See that?
I'm getting weirded out, man. Fuck this.
I want to zoom in on our homes. I took it off the stream,
yeah,
y'all don't know where we live.
That's probably smart.
Creepers. This is the road, right?
That looks like.
Yeah, this is the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
No.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is right.
No, yeah.
Yeah, because there's Carmen. There's you, right?
No.
No, here.
I think.
This is you.
Yeah.
Because there's the big building.
Uh-huh.
And this is that road.
Right.
Yeah.
Big building, this road, that road.
You know what I mean, man.
Right.
Yeah, this is definitely it right here.
Oh, yeah, look. No, go up a little bit.
Up.
Right there, that big old circle.
That's the pond?
Yeah, that's the pond.
Okay.
That's got to be the pond.
So where is your apartment here?
Over.
Like.
Down to the left.
Like here?
Yeah.
So this is like one who ran right through your house?
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know where I'm looking.
Well, here's the road. Okay, so this comes. This is how you get in, right? Right here, this is how you get in. Yeah, because this is the bank. That's the bank right here.
No.
Yeah, man. Oh, we could do satellite. Look at that.
Yeah, that's definitely not even anywhere.
Where is your place, then?
That's not it at
all. We're in the wrong place.
Where the fuck are we?
Where are we?
There it is. Down. Nope, right there. Yeah.
Right
yeah.
here.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We were too far down, chat. Don't look at us. Okay.
Not that one.
So you...
Up and to the right.
Where's the entrance?
Up and to the right. Well, more right. More right. That's the road.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm caught up. All right, so we go this way, and then you go down this road, right?
Yeah, look at those. There's like a line, like, through the building.
Like, right here, right?
Yeah. But, like, that's my building, and there's a big
purple line
right through it, yeah.
Well, I think this big purple line is because someone probably paused it at one area and then unpaused it at another, and it just drew a line.
Maybe.
But yeah, dude. A lot of people going through like this. This place gets, is that like an office or something right there?
No, that's just an apartment building.
So enough people have been cutting through these two apartments?
I guess.
Like, look at this. They cut across the office, through the pool, through this building, across here into another building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's the office building.
That weirds me out, dude.
Go by the lake. I want to see how bright it. Yeah, it's pretty bright.
Yeah, up by that pond. Yeah, look at it, man.
Pretty bright.
Look at that. You got a big pond. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's check out my place now. Here's me right here.
Oh, you got nothing. Nobody works out here.
Literally no one, dude. No. I don't use Strava, otherwise I'd show up.
Right.
That's kind of freaky, actually. Yeah, because there's my tree right there outside the place. So this is it. So, like, this person right here exercises. Let's go shame them. Like the one
that's
person,
terrifying.
Bro.
That's
oh, my God,
creepy.
Dude. That's so weird because they, like, leave and then they get...
Yep.
Like, who knows, like, how old that is? Because that could be, like, 2 years old.
Mm-hmm. But still.
But still, that person that lived in that apartment at one point was, like, the only person that exercises around here.
That's crazy.
That is some messed up stuff, dude.
Oh, gosh.
God, it is actually embarrassing how unfit my apartment complex
is.
Yeah,
really.
Like, look at this apartment complex across the street. Like, there's tons of lines, and then over here there's just nothing. Everyone here is fat. And using all the internet and dropping our frames. That's what they're doing, man.
I'm surprised people use Strava here.
Dude, I'm surprised that anyone in Wichita uses anything
I've
technological.
I've never even heard of Strava anyways.
Oh, I think Chris used Strava for a while. It's like the number one app if you search, like, GPS tracker. Because it's mostly used for runners and bikers, and you don't do those things.
Yeah, no, there was one I used, but it was not Strava.
I use a biking app specifically.
Yeah.
And I use the Nike Run app. And the only reason I use that is because I've been using the Nike Run app like since before Strava was a thing. So I have like data going back to like 2013 on there, which is actually terrifying. Knowing that they're just putting it on a map. Like, I mean, they don't really show you any personal data, you know? But at the same time, they kind of do.
I mean, yeah, if you're a bum that lives out in the middle of nowhere
right. And
you use it, then yeah, you could probably make a safe bet that this data is yours.
Like, I guess the idea here is that, you know, here, I'll put it back on the screen. Like, the idea here is that, okay, I'm going to start biking Wichita. Looks like the most popular routes are, like, right here down this entire path. So it's like, okay, I live in this neighborhood, you know? So where are some places I could run? Where do the most people run here? Well, it looks like they go out to this big road. Mm-hmm. I think that's the idea.
Yeah, it really sucks because, yeah, you're just running on roads.
Right, but still, like, well, this is why Wichita is one of the worst places in the world. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, but you can definitely just see, like, oh, look, people run. Like, oh, look, this dude ran across here,
yeah,
you know?
He ran from getting shot.
Like, look at this person ran through his house. Yeah, that part of town, yeah. Yeah, you ain't wrong, bro.
Mm-mm.
You ain't wrong. Oh, you can also do it by activity type. So here's only bikes. Here's only running. What's this? Water activities? Winter activities. Let's see how many of those show up. Let's take a look, dude. Look at all these winter activities, chat.
What are the winter activities?
Wow. Look at that map. You can't even see it on this screen. I don't know if you guys can even see it. That is stupid. See water activities? Like, this is why Wichita's the worst, okay? Like, here's water activities. There's, like, five dots. This out here, this is 30 minutes out of town.
Yeah.
Okay? So you got, like, one lake, one river right here, which worries me that people are in that river.
Mm-hmm.
Because that river is made of acid.
Yeah, it is.
And poop. I don't know what this is. This has got to be... That's got to be, like, boating or something. Paddle boating?
Yeah.
Because that's just a community. Like, that's a housing community.
Right.
That's nothing special up there. Dude, makes no sense, man. But let's, like, zoom out. Like, let's just for lulz, let's go over here to Colorado. Oh, wow, look at all that. No, I mean, even in Denver, it's not even in the mountains. Look at all that. It's like, you know, there's things to do places that aren't here.
Well,
you know, let's compare it to somewhere else. Like, let's say go 4 hours away. Oh, look, oh, that's Tulsa, actually. That's even worse. Like, here's Oklahoma City. You know, Oklahoma City is literally in a cesspool of shame. It's like if you got to poop in America, it's going to roll to Oklahoma. Like, that is, they have more water activities than us, dude. So sad, dude.
Russell Westbrook's going to pick it up and shoot it.
For three. Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, good Lord.
I don't know. That's just very strange to me that that is there and available for people to look
Didn't know that. Didn't know that was a thing.
So if you don't like your data being compromised in that way...
Don't use Strava.
Don't use Strava. Mm-hmm. And if you're on a classified base, maybe turn
Please
GPS off on your phone,
Strava.
Period.
Yeah.
You maybe just don't have GPS on.
Don't.
You know?
There's no reason to have it on, really. You should know where you're at.
Do you really need to track your runs if you're in the military in Area 51?
Also, just make a fucking classified app or some shit like that. Don't use Strava.
Or, like, keep it offline or something. Like, can't you... You can probably see, like, don't sync this with the server, right?
Right.
It's got to be an option.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane, dude.
Yeah.
That's insane. Is there anything else worth talking about? I'm trying to see if we even have anything worth talking about or we should just end. I got this MoviePass article. It's been here for, like, 3 weeks, but I keep not talking about it because you keep being like, "We're talking about MoviePass all the time, man." Yeah. Facebook users are spending 50 million hours fewer on Facebooks each day.
Good. Burn it to the ground.
Yeah. He says, in total, Mark Zuckerberg says, in total, we made changes that reduced the time spent on Facebook by roughly 50 million hours each day.
Oh, except they keep giving me notifications for bullshit that I don't even need to know about.
Yeah, let's look at my notifications. Let's see. Facebook.
Yeah, they're not. We're reducing the time. Yeah, but here's 50 notifications that literally aren't notifications.
Do yourself a favor and delete Facebook.
Yeah,
it's awful. It's nothing worth on there. Okay, nothing.
It's really bad.
Yeah, and sign up instead for Strava. It's this great app. I heard it. It's huge. It's going places. It's doing things. That's what I heard, man.
It's doing things.
Strava.
Places.
Strava. Well, anyways, guys. Thanks for hanging out with us today. It is Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah. Colby's got a party he's got to go to.
Yeah.
Look, this is the face of a man who's ready to party. But yeah, guys, thanks for hanging out. We will be back here on Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time, twitch.tv/SethColby. And if you're not here for that, we're back at this time next week, Sunday, 2 p.m. Central Time, and then repeat indefinitely, every time, every week.
Always.
Yes.
Forever.
So yeah, guys, we will see you next time. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Be sure to follow us on Twitter for updates, Colby's hilarious memes. Also follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/SethColby. That's absolutely free. And sub to us, gives us money. We appreciate it. And if you don't watch show live, youtube.com/SethColby is where the videos are. And then iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher has the podcast. Go to SethColby.com for all of these links and more. Hope you guys have a great time watching these horrible commercials. Those of you who aren't in America, I hope you have a great time being healthy and not giving away secrets of your military bases and doing all the things that aren't American. All right? Whatever that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourselves, people.
Yeah, we'll see you on Thursday, guys. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.